Om Shanti. 5th October 2019, Saturday. The essence from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children. The Father has come to make you beautiful like flowers. You children who are flowers can never cause anyone sorrow. Always continue to give happiness. Sweet children, the Father has come to make you into beautiful flowers. You children who are flowers can never cause anyone sorrow. So, you cannot cause anyone sorrow. Always continue to give happiness. Two things Baba has always said. Don't give sorrow and don't take sorrow. To give sorrow, everybody understands when we give sorrow, or we get to know that yes, we have given sorrow. But what about taking sorrow? We take sorrow unknowingly. Without even understanding that, we are taking sorrow. Sorrow is the emotional choice. Sorrow is the outcome of our interpretation of events. Sorrow is the result of projection of our desires on things, events, or persons. In fact, nobody is giving us sorrow. We are creating sorrow from situations. Situations do not conspire to give us sorrow. Events have no intention of giving us sorrow. Or do they have? Or situations are created with that evil desire to give us sorrow. We create sorrow. Sorrow is our own creation. There's something known as physical pain. There's a person who has got some wound and he feels pain. But that doesn't mean that he is in sorrow, because sorrow is something that is arising from mind. There is a list. There are spiritual people who had physical pain and yet they were not in sorrow. So sorrow has less to do with body, and sorrow has also less to do with people, persons, events. It is the result of our interpretation, and that is what making us sorrow. What emotions are getting generated, and these emotions create sorrow. If they are negative, the result is sorrow. If they are positive, the result is happiness. Though the event might be the same for everyone. So, how do we react? How do we respond to situations? That is more important to creation of sorrow. Two persons are insulted. One person doesn't take it as insult, but as a learning lesson. The other person takes it at heart and becomes sorrowful, stops talking, sulking, becomes irritative. So how you have taken that event? Two persons have failed in an exam. The first person has gone into depression. The second person decides to prepare more to appear again. So it's all interpretation of events, understanding of situations that is giving rise to sorrow. Nothing in the universe or no person in the universe can ever cause us sorrow. Sorrow is a self-generated event. Now Baba is saying, become what? Flower. Flower has got certain specialities. First, a flower is attractive. Sri Baba says you have to become flower from thorns. And what is the greatest attraction? What is the spiritual attraction? It is the purity that leads to attraction. The real attraction happens because of purity. Second, a flower is beautiful. And the real beauty again is cleanliness, is purity of heart. So if you want to become a flower, become pure, become clean, without any evil feelings for anyone, though it's a very high uphill task, to be filled with love for all, even those who plot against you. But again, that is our interpretation of things. So filling the heart with purity, filling the heart with cleanliness is what makes us beautiful. Look at any flower. You will find that flower attractive, you will find that flower beautiful. Third, colorful. A flower is colorful. So Baba says, you also become colorful. Different virtues are colors. Fill yourself with different colors, with different virtues, different specialties. Different specialities. In next Sunday's Murli, something has come regarding that. While talking with Chandramani Dadi, Baba said, you all have got one speciality. You appear at that place where you are immediately required, and that is your speciality. So, we have to become colorful flowers means different colors, different virtues, different specialities, different skills. One must make effort to make oneself skillful, as much skills as possible. Skills relating to your profession, job, seva, work, and to keep on upgrading those skills. Not just learning skills, but keep on upgrading skills. One of the skills is learning language. For example, if somebody goes in Middle East from India, so that person can do a good seva if he learns Arabic. If you know the local language of those people, they will form a stronger bond with you. Go to any place and try to learn the language of that place. That's a new skill. And the result would be good service. People go to Europe or America. They stay there for 20 years. But they never learn English. Why? For example, some Gujaratis, they will go to London and stay there for 20 years. But they don't learn. Why? Because they find Gujarati speaking people there and make friendship with them. And because of this, they never feel the need to learn it. So whenever you go to a new place, try to learn the local language. That is one of the skills. You are adding a new feather to your cap. You are broadening your horizon of service. So learning new language. Any vernacular language. Local parlance, colloquial language. Fourth, flowers are useful in decoration and devotion. Flowers are used in decoration. Whenever you have to decorate something, you need flowers. So we are the decoration of Madhuban. We are the ornaments of this Brahmin family. Not just Brahmin family, but the world. God has sent us as a decoration of this world, of this yajna, of this Brahmin family, of this institution. So we have flowers means who are decorations. Next, flowers are used in bhakti. For what? For puja. They offer flowers. They make garlands of flowers. Flowers are very much useful in decoration. So we should decorate the place wherever we go. We should be able to decorate that place. Means by our presence, the service should increase. By our presence, the importance of that place should increase. By our presence, the vibrations of that place should change. That's the decoration. Sixth, flowers are associated with emotions. Flowers are associated with emotions. Oh my love, like a red, red rose. Oh my love, like a red, red rose that is newly sprung in June. Oh my love, like a melody that is sweetly played in tune. So poets sing. So, what do they give on Valentine's Day? They give flower. The flower indicates love. Flowers indicate love. So the flowers, they indicate emotions. Pure emotions, loveful emotions. Red flowers, white flowers, pink flowers, and different colors. Seventh, fragrance. Flowers are fragrant. Which fragrance? Spirituality, ruhaniyat. So be a spiritual rose or spiritual flower and spread the fragrance of love, pure love, spirituality, purity. Then, eighth, flowers are loved by everyone. And ninth, flowers are known all over the world. There is no place where flowers are not there. And there is no person who doesn't know about flower. So they are quite famous. Flowers are known by everyone and flowers are loved by everyone. Then, flowers have got medicinal value. Flowers have got medicinal value, like rose, rose hips, rose buds, and they make so many things with roses. Rose oil, they have got lot of medicinal values. Then, flowers are perennial. Perennial means they are found all the season. It's not that this season flowers would not be there and that season flower would be there. Every season you will find flowers. Some or other flowers are always there. So flowers are perennial. Always there. Then, 12th. Songs. There's a huge list of songs made only on flowers. Big list. And then, flowers are subject of art. Flowers are subject of art. And last, 14th. Flowers, some of the flowers are accompanied by thorns. Some of the flowers are accompanied by thorns like rose. So there is a flower and there are thorns. One can churn on this. What is the meaning of those thorns which are associated with flowers? In fact, they protect the flowers. But what are those thorns? One can churn on them. So, Baba is saying, become a spiritual flower. Baba is saying, become a beautiful flower. Baba is saying, become a flower and don't give sorrow to anyone. Become a flower and give happiness. What does a flower do to give happiness to others? Nothing. There is a flower which has grown out of the village somewhere. Does the flower invite anyone? Does the flower send an invitation to anyone? No. People are automatically attracted to that flower. So wherever the flower will grow, there would be attraction. So flowers are attractive. So any soul who goes in seclusion, in silence, and develops spiritual powers within, one day will attract souls. But a lot of tapasya should be done in silence before reaching that stage, before you come out. So go underground, go in the cave of introversion, go in deep silence, go in solitude, observe silence. When you come out, you will become an attractive flower. There was a saint in Maharashtra. His name was Ramdas. When he was 8 years old, he had a strong liking for God, and he has a sense of disinterest for the world. So he went to his mother and said, I need some guru. And his father or his brother somewhere, some of his relatives. But they said that you are very small. Then he went out and he kept on praying and praying and praying. And he said later on that this Lord Ram is appearing in front of him and gave him the mantra. And he kept on chanting. And then he was about to get his married. So in the marriage, when that Panditji was chanting mantra, and he said, Savdhan, Sarvamangala, Savdhan, during those mantra, during marriage, he was in the marriage, his mother wanted to get him married. So mother said that once the Panditji says Savdhan and all, then you can go and have life of a devotee and you can worship God. Means she wanted to say that once you are married. But when he was sitting and the Panditji chanted Savdhan, so he got the shock and he got up and he ran away. He never turned back again. From there he went to Nasik, and from there to another village, and there he never turned back. And he did tapasya for 12 years, sitting at one place, just chanting the mantra, and going to that water, I forget the name of that river, in that river, till here, whole day, 16 hours, he chanted one mantra in one day. 16 hours staying in the water and keep on chanting Ram, 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 Hare Ram, Hare Ram, or Jai Ram, Jai Ram. So, that marriage and that Panditji saying Savdhan became the final word for him. One word, just one word, awoke the spiritual consciousness. And he never turned back. And then he became a sannyasin, a yogi. If you see his picture, he isn't wearing anything, as less as possible. He's that beard and that, and he roam across the India. And he wrote a very important book, Das Bodh. That's a very important spiritual treatise, which has been translated into English and various languages. Das Bodh. And he had also written two more books. And those books were written when he was traveling across the length and breadth of India. These are the only two books which are available in the history, which tell the atrocities done by Muslims at that time in 15th, 16th centuries on Hindus. And they tell the stage, the state of the people of that time. They depict the culture of that time. Because he kept on moving everywhere and kept on writing. He also met Guru Gobind Singh somewhere in Srinagar. And in Maharashtra, at different places, he established 11 temples of Hanuman. So he was a devotee of Rama, and he is also a devotee of Hanuman. So, I was just telling, this one soul, ordinary boy, born in an ordinary family, his spiritual consciousness got ignited. And he went and stayed in silence for 12 years. He didn't speak with anyone. And when he came out, he was a spiritual flower. When he came out of that silence, he was a spiritual bomb. And these souls alone did some good to the world from Copper Age. Such souls who had utter disinterest for the world, though were not indulged in the worldly pleasures and the materialistic pursuits. These are the souls who had just one intention, to do world service. That's it. So spiritual flower means attractive. Spiritual flower means they are beautiful. Spiritual flower means they are colorful. Spiritual flower means they can be used for decoration. They are decorative. Spiritual flowers means they are used in devotion. Baba says, you are those flowers, and out of you I make the garland and put it around my neck. So you are the flowers of the garland of my neck. Flowers means pure positive emotions. So spiritual flower means a person who is filled with pure emotions, positive emotions, and we create sorrow with our own emotions. We all are actually emotional bombs. We are emotional bombs. And we explode at multiple times during the day. At different places, on different people, and the sound, different sounds. Sometimes less sound, sometimes more sound. So from emotional bomb turn into spiritual bomb. So flower means those who are loved by everyone, who grow everywhere. Those who are loved by everyone and those who are known by everyone. Loved and known by everyone. Flower means those who have got medicinal value. They never go in waste. Everything, wherever they would be useful. So everything should be used. Nothing of us, nothing what we do should go in waste. So don't waste time anywhere. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, many people waste time. They say that we are going out to do some service. We are going out to earn some money. Baba said, this yagya is not run by you. Don't worry about this yagya. Then, this is a perennial. Flowers are perennial. They are growing all the time. Then flowers are, lot of songs are made on flowers. Maximum songs. How many songs? More than 8,000 songs are there on only on flowers. And flowers are the subject of art. And last, some of the flowers have got thorns for their protection. So these are the 14 specialities of flowers. We can add few more, but they are related to specifically to rose. So that's why I am not included. So a spiritual rose has got even few more specialities, which are very much pertaining only to rose, like 16th. Rose are the oldest. They are the oldest. Many, many records were found where roses are found. Maybe they say 6,000 years back. This rose is a 6,000 year old. Oldest, their age. Then they are oldest, means they were found from long time. Then long life. They can grow for a very long life. When they are very tall, they can grow to a very tall height. These are something very specific to roses. Then rose hips, rose buds, rose water, and then, gulkan, what is that known in English? Rose gulkan. So the rose has got numerous things to. Rose are also used, those leaves, petals of the rose, they also have got some values for spreading fragrance. like in marriages they are used, or you have to welcome somebody, so they put roses, rose petals on the in the flower, and like that many things. So Baba is saying today's essence, sweet children, the flower has come to make you into beautiful like the flowers, gulgul. You children are flowers. You children who are flowers can never cause anyone sorrow. But even more important than giving sorrow is not to take sorrow. Always continue to give happiness. So give happiness. And as I said, flower doesn't do anything to give happiness. It just remains as it is. Flower means, in yesterday's Murli Baba said, don't make any show of yoga. There was one line, don't make any show of yoga. So flower doesn't show off. It doesn't invite, it doesn't shout, oh come to me, I am fragrant. It doesn't do anything, it stays at one place and people come to that. So stay in one place, go in silence, go in solitude, go in seclusion, churn knowledge, increase yoga chart and come out as spiritual bomb. Om Shanti.